100 word stories.
So, I love a parade. It's by Lawrence Simon. Long ago, I was in a 4th of July parade in Deerfield, Illinois. We were doing the Boston Tea Party, dressed up as Indian war paint and throwing sturdy cardboard boxes at the crowd that were painted to look like tea chests. The helpers would gather and stack the boxes back up for us to throw again, celebrating cultural appropriation and defamation for patriotic purposes. Tossing those boxes, we bonked a few people on the head. One of those metal clips came loose from a box and tore up a few people's hands and heads until they put that box away. I still have memories of that, you know? The thing I remember the most was a fake packet of gum that you could pull the gum out of and it would be like a mousetrap and snap the person's finger and it really hurt. And the winter slide at the library that people would slide their sleds or saucers down a big slide. I'm trying to think, what's the thing called that you go up the stairs or the ladder and then go slide down it? What's that? It's called a slide. You slide down a slide. It is what it's called. The fly flies. So, yeah, a bread doesn't bread, so a cat doesn't cat. Although it's kind of funny when you say that. I'm going to ramble for a bit. I'm just avoiding doing the weekly challenge this week. I still have the headset. I'm going to get either a Yeti or a Snowball or something. I'm looking up the reviews. I've been assuming Yeti all these years, but, you know, it's just like Bose or all the other things that have been old and reliable, and now they're probably just junked, just like Beats. I have this set of Beats headphones that's on a stand that does pulsing by the TV that is Bluetooth linked to the TV, so I can watch it without making noise, although I very rarely do that because I'm inconsiderate and rude. I've got my floating moon lamp that rotates. I had a light bulb lamp that did that, but I'm disappointed that it doesn't rotate when it floats. I've got the two Astro spotlights now that make something pretty. Hello, Mist. Mist is sitting next to me, cleaning out her eye goop. Yeah, I know, you snot all the time. He's 15 now, I can't believe it. Which means Bruin has been dead for, what, 12? 11? 12 years? Yeah, you lost your boo. But I think you've forgotten about him. Yeah. Hello. Hi. She's such a good cat. Yeah, she's probably an engaging, sweetest, tolerant cat. Yeah. I say that because I forget. Pipey was good, but she had her moments. And Edlo could be a grump and a meanie. Frisky was just weird. Nardo was a good boy, but he could have his rough times. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I got random. I'll deal with the weekly challenge after we go shopping on the island. We got some stuff to buy. Thank you for listening, and this week is the 4th of July, which is going to be, finally, just the 4th of July. Those who know, and those who don't. Good.